What's up, guys? It's your girl, Kamara A. Unique, and I am here recording the More Than Just Makeup podcast, where we talk all things beauty and God. And I wanted to get it done today. I wanted to get this done because y'all's father was on me about getting it done and being consistent. You know, being consistent is something that I am basically kind of trying to get for myself right now, and I'm seeing the fruit. I'm literally seeing the fruit. But let me catch you guys up a little bit about what I got going on, what's popping. It's been a busy February. February has been so busy. I'm sitting here, like, looking back at all the things. And it hasn't been really busy with, like, makeup, even though I've been doing a lot of work when it comes to makeup, but it's more busy with God, with this pivot that's happening. And I'm excited about it. I'm excited about this shift in my life. And though it was a little scary and uneasy, I finally surrendered to it and surrendered to my process. I want to give a few people a little bit of shout outs. I have this amazing bag, and I don't have it with me right now. It's literally over there. But my girl, Goldie, hear me, Goldie. My girl, Perry, the founder of Gold the Label, sent me a few bags. And when I tell you guys, these bags are fire. I did post it on my stories the other day, and from what it looks like, the bag is already sold out that I got from her, but she will be having them back soon. And then I got this amazing jacket. I've been wearing this yellow blazer kind of coat that my girl Anifa, the founder of Hanifa, gifted me. Now here's the tea. I found out that this coat is a one of one. So it is not available for purchase, but definitely please support Perry from Gold the Label, and support Anifa of Hanifa, Hanifa Design. She's just an amazing designer, and one of my favorite people in the entire world. And of course, support Kamara A. Unique Beauty, baby, y'all. Like, hello. It's been a journey now. The last February has been like a kickoff for me. Yesterday I spoke on a panel for Ipsy, and basically advocated for faith-based beauty brands and beauty lines, and, you know, just sharing about God and being bold enough about it. And I went in there a little nervous, but one of the things my friend Minister Catherine has shared with me to always do is, she's like, girl, make sure you fast. Like, fast before you go in and just ask God to go in with you. And so I've been doing that more every time I do speak, and it's been so fruitful and amazing. And I'm just so grateful and honored that Ipsy is giving me the opportunity to share more about what God is doing in beauty, and to open that door for me. It's been wonderful. I'm also grateful for the Brands with Faith. They invited me to be their keynote speaker. And so on February, I believe 8th, I did my first keynote speaking engagement, and that was amazing. And I spoke about the fruits of the Holy Spirit and just how we walk in the fullness of fruits. And you know, the fruits of the Holy Spirit is love, faithfulness, goodness, kindness, joy, peace. And I think discipline is one. And so, you know, just how do we walk in the fullness of God's, of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, and how do we use the fruits of the Holy Spirit to help us in our next levels and help us basically get to the next level that God has for us. And I think that is something that's truly important, especially as creators, content creators, especially as artists and glam squads, whoever's listening to this, entrepreneurs, whatever you're doing, it's important to carry the fruits, but it's important to also look for the fruits in people when you're like doing business with people and building intentional relationship with people, so that you protect yourself from harm and from things that the enemy tries to send to trip your feet. Okay. I'm drinking coffee. Because I'm trying to stay up and get some stuff done. Tomorrow, well, this is going to come up tomorrow on March 1st. I was supposed to put this up on the 29th. Actually, you know what? Bumped it. I'm going to post it tonight and on the 29th before March 1st, because I'm going to be obedient to get this done by before February, because I literally procrastinated and waited. God forgive me. But I'm going to put this, thank God for the leap year, for the leap day. I am so grateful for this extra day because it got me a full day of grace. So I am going to post it tonight. So if you hear this on March 1st, I want you guys to join me on Instagram Live at 7 p.m. I will be doing my Proverbs 31 Day Challenge. And this challenge is open to anyone that is a creative or a glam squad makeup artist. And we're going to go through the Proverbs together. And I'm just going to share the teachings of whatever the Lord is placing on my heart. And I'm grateful, so grateful. I'm a little nervous, I'm not going to lie, because it's a bit of a stretching for me, but I do feel led by God to do that. And I just want to make sure I'm stewarding it correctly, because, you know, you want to steward all the things correctly, you know. I was telling my friend that as I was praying the other day, the Lord had given me Deuteronomy 28, and I was reading Deuteronomy 28 with a community that I have that I'm built with, and that I'm growing with, basically. And in the community, we were talking about the blessings. But as I was reading it for myself, because the homework was for us to like go through Deuteronomy and read it and then see what the Lord was saying to you. And when I read Deuteronomy 28, the Lord really stood out to made what he made stand out to me was, he says, let me get it in from the NLT. It's from the NLT, the New Living Translation version. The New Living Translation version shared for verse 13, it says, if you listen to these commands of the Lord, your God, that I am giving you today, and if you carefully obey them, the Lord will make you the head and not the tail. And you will always be on top and never at the bottom. And so what the Lord was speaking to me with that was that daily we need to be seeking him for what is the plan that he has for us for the day. Because what I was finding myself do was getting very overwhelmed with thinking that I had so many things to do. And I think it's best to just ask God, what am I graced to do today? What are the things that I'm graced to do on this day, so that it doesn't feel like I'm becoming overwhelmed, but I have more clarity and peace in doing the things that he has called me to do. And so I just pray that you guys could just take that and run with it. Run with it, Deuteronomy 28, verse 13, and just asking the Lord, seeking the Lord daily for what it is that he is calling you to do on a daily basis, so that you're not overwhelmed, but also that your days feel a little bit more more structured and more excited. Because I find that I'm more excited about my day because I'm like, oh, I already had like my business meeting with God, where God is saying to me, do this for me today, and then you can get this done on this day. What else I got going on? My cousin's having a baby. Well, one of my cousins already had her baby, and now my other cousin is having a baby tomorrow. So I will be heading to go and become a auntie. Yes, and even though she's my cousin, I'm auntie. But I'm so excited, and then I'm going to run back home so we could be online. So make sure you meet me on Instagram Live tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And we're going to be doing the Proverbs 31 Day Challenge. What else has happened? Oh my God, my book, Love Letters to My Daughter, is in the Word Bookstore in Jersey. The Word Bookstore. I want you guys, somebody call them up and buy those books, please. I mean, come on now. Like, I would really appreciate that. That would make me feel so blessed and so happy if you, one of you guys, called the Word Bookstore in Jersey and asked them if you can purchase the Kamara A. Unique Love Letters to My Daughters. So it's sold out in Jesus' name. Okay. What else happened? What else went down? so many things went down this month that I'm just like, what else did we do? What else did I get done? Of course, you know, we're having the sale with the lashes, but now that I'm going into Women's History Month, I really want to get rid of, don't judge me, I really want to get rid of my the lashes that are in the compact. So I don't know if you guys know, I have two different cases for the lashes. I have a sliding case and I have a compact. The compact I'm trying to get rid of, and so I'm going to do a sale for the compacts, maybe we're going to be like probably $10 a piece just to get rid of them, so that for the Women's History Month, you could buy all seven of the compacts and you'll get them for $10 a pop. And I just really want to get rid of it so I can really focus only on having like the sliding cases. So if you are hearing this, I'm going to put the code up tonight, and you can put the code Woman's History, and Woman History with a Women's History Month. So maybe we do WHM. All right. The code is going to be WHM10. That's what it's going to be. WHM10. Let me write that down before I forget, because WHM10. And if I do change it, don't judge me. I'll put it on the podcast notes. If it doesn't work out the way it should, but I think it should work out that way. But yeah, $10 a piece. Yeah, it should work out. WHM10. And it will give those products to be $10. And that will be just the compact lashes. And also get the eyeliner and glue, you guys, because it's popping and it's amazing. And it allows you to apply your lashes within under like 10 seconds. Like, it's so quick and so easy. And I know I make it sound easy because, of course, I'm an artist and this is my thing. But I literally made that product for people that don't know how to apply lashes, because there's times when I still mess up my lashes. Like, even right now, my lash is not on. Like, I didn't even put it on properly because I was like, I don't want to poke myself in the eyeball. But I just wanted to come on to the podcast today and just say hi, just to guys let you know, to catch you up on things that I have going on. I am also shooting for the you guys that are listening. I'm on YouTube. And for you guys that are watching, I'm on Apple Podcasts and also on Spotify and all places that you can get a pod, that you could listen to podcasts. And I am starting also just to really see the fruits of being consistent and being persistent in God. And it's been really, it's just been really, truly a blessing. I am on this healing process too with the Lord that has been wonderful. And just seeing things from a new perspective and from a different point of view. I remember one of the things I was sharing with my friend just now was I was kind of like being courted by a wonderful man of God, right? And when I was being courted by this person, we connected and I got on... Lord, I'm going to share this with y'all. Don't judge me and don't laugh at me, okay? Woo! Because you know when the Bible says you will know them by their fruits? I was wondering why things didn't work out with this guy, but I was like, my fruit was so rotten and gross that I am not surprised that this man of God was like, who is Harpo? Jesus, who? This ain't my wife. Who is this? But we had like a little bit of a falling out, I would say, because some things were said that was hurtful at that time for me. But then God literally opened up my eyes to see something in a way where I was like, oh my God, now I can see where I played a part, like the part that I played in the decision making and why the decision led to being where it is. And sometimes it's one of the best things about a healing journey and about having the Holy Spirit in you is the accountability that the Holy Spirit places you on. He wants you to hold yourself accountable for the times where you made mistakes so that he can actually, because he can't really do any work in us if we're not acknowledging the faults, right? If we're not acknowledging that, you know what, God, I could have did better with that. I could have been better. I could have moved better. I could have thought about it better. I could have spoke better. I could have chosen better. And so one of the things that I did, I'm going to share it and y'all better not judge me. He asked me about rap music. He was like, do you like rap? And I was like, oh my God, I like Lil Kim. Now hear me out. I don't listen to Lil Kim now. But I did put on Lil Kim, Queen Bee, that song in particular. I'm not sure if you guys know, but I did. I put it on and I played that song. And when I did, ooh, child. When I tell you, the man of God was no longer interested in your girl. And I didn't realize the mistake that I made, right? I didn't realize that he was checking my fruit and seeing that I was not fruitful. And I was blaming him for the last, like, you know, a few years. I've been blaming him for being, for saying things that he said and being mean or thinking that it was all about me, when in reality, God was testing the both of us. And I am so grateful. I mean, though I do wish that we did at least try, I'm grateful that I took this time to really focus on myself, to really grow and mature in Christ, and also to get to the place in my life where I could say, God, you know what? I thank you for that amazing opportunity with that wonderful person. And I am thankful for the opportunity to really hold myself accountable and to say, wow, I made a mistake and I need to like grow. I'm so happy that I'm able to like see that finally. And I can finally see the part that I played, you know, in that process. I can see the part where I played in a lot of the processes and the relationships that I've had that have not worked out. Healing is a thing that your healing process is this thing that is, you have to partner with the Holy Spirit to do it. I shared on my stories the other day about finding a therapist and partnering with the Holy Spirit to do that. And I remember the day that the Holy Spirit woke me up and said to me, he was like, girl, what happened the other day cannot happen again. Find a therapist stat. And I said, okay, Lord, how do I do this? And he had me Google Christian trauma therapists in my area. And so I Googled Christian trauma therapist. Now, I did trauma on purpose because, listen, there's been some trauma. You know, when you go through certain things in life, it causes trauma to happen, right? And it causes, the body feels it. The body feels all the things that you are, that you've experienced. So then when you find yourself around people, you're like, why am I stiff? Why am I like tense? Why am I feeling uncomfortable in certain things that trigger you? And instead of getting to the root of those problems, you just basically kind of forget about the root and kind of put like some type of glue over it so that you're kind of like, oh, it's fixed. And it's not really fixed. It's like, no, let's dig this thing out. Let's dig it out. And so I basically signed up with a Christian trauma therapist. Now here's what I did. I Googled them and then I went down the list with the Lord and I reached out to about five or six different therapists. And the Lord was so dope and so kind because I invited him in this that he made it so easy that literally on that same day, I was able to get into, I got 5 meetings back to back from 11 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. And each of them were all available one after the other, which is like how I know it was ordained by God to literally like connect with a therapist that was just, you know, like to find the, like find the right one for me. This is why I also tell people don't go to someone, go to a therapist that a person recommends. But if they do recommend, make sure you have questions. So another thing that I did was I Googled, what are the questions that you want to ask a therapist to find out that these, like that this person is right for you. And so the questions that I asked were like, what are your rates? Do you accept insurance? How is it if somebody canceled at the last minute? Do you like have any leeway or anything like that? But also, what is your process of walking a person through healing? Do you invite Jesus into the room and the Holy Spirit? Are you praying before and after? Because that was also very important to me, finding someone that I knew was going to pray, someone that was going to keep me in prayer. You know, I wanted all of that. And I also wanted to have someone that would give me homework, like give me things that would hold me accountable so that I can really try to do the work for myself and show up a little bit different for me. You know, it's time for us to start showing up for ourselves, right? It's time for us to start saying, okay, this can't go on longer. I can't go on another year or another month or another day playing the old things. It's time for that new wineskin. It's time for the new things. It's time for, like, God can't pour into something that is old and shabby and just burnt out and just like, he can't do that. He needs the new thing. He needs you to come into agreement with that new thing. It's kind of like when we think of do not conform to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How are you renewing your mind so that you're able to partner with the Lord and so that you're able to like just partner with the Lord in ways where you are seeing everything from his perspective? And it took a long time. It took a long time for me to get here. It took a while. But, you know, I'm content finally. I feel finally at a content place of like, yo, this is it. And that I know that if God be for me, then who can be against me? Okay? Because my listen, he don't play about me. And here's the tea. A lot of people say it. And sometimes they don't really be knowing what they're talking about. But for me, as someone who God burned down a witch's altar for me a couple times, the proof is in the pudding. He don't play about me. He don't play about me. And so I'll walk you through what I went through with the first therapist. The first therapist was amazing. She was so bomb, but the one thing is that she reminded me a little bit of my mentor. And this is not a bad thing. My mentor is popping, okay? She is lit. But I don't need two of her. I don't need two of her. And one of the things that my mentor also really had this, like, she has this motherly thing for me. Like, she's like, you know, she's just, I just want to just, you know, nuzzle in her underarm and just hug her and just be up under her, right? But I don't want that again because my healing process of my mother issues and the things that I've experienced, I want someone that's not leading me back to them to make me want to just nuzzle under them. I want someone that's leading me back to Christ so I can learn how to nuzzle under him. So she was a no. And then the second therapist was a white woman. She was dope, but she kind of made me feel like she was rushing me off the phone and that she didn't really have time for me for the consultation. And that was a turnoff. The third person, she talked too much. She just talk. And yes, I'm talking right now, but it's my podcast, so I could do that. But if somebody was calling me and asking me for help or asking me for some advice on something, she didn't even get to know me. She didn't get to know why I was trying to find therapy, what was the things that I experienced. I just basically learned so much about her, which was still fine, but I would have loved it to be a dialogue where we both were connecting and talking, so it would have been a really great connection. Another thing is that she was like $200 an hour, and she shared with me, she was like, oh, the Lord told me to give it to you for $155 an hour. So yeah, I'm gonna do that. And so when she said that to me, instantly the spirit of pride dropped in my spirit. Like, I was like, oh, this woman's being prideful. I don't like that. And then also the Lord was like, I didn't say that. And I was like, I don't know if she understands, like, I'm prophetic. Like, you're lying. I could tell you're lying. But it's okay. I did not go with her. And then the third person was another white woman. She was amazing, but we didn't connect. She was just very much like, Jesus. And I was like, okay, girl, I just need, like, I need practical and Jesus, right? I don't need all the hallelujah. Oh my God. No, I need Jesus and practicality, right? And the tools to that I could walk through with Jesus. And so the last one was my girl who's lit. Okay, she is popping. And she basically just really explained from a place and from a tone that was just very easy for me to just understand her way of the process that she goes through with someone in their healing journey. And it really helped me realize that all of the things that she was doing led me back to Christ. And it helped me to walk through my process with Christ so that I will not be looking at her as an idol or looking to her for the healing process, but looking towards Jesus for the for my process. And so after that, I basically prayed. I prayed and I asked the Lord, you know, God, who is it that you want me to go through this process with? Who is the person that you're calling me to do this process with? Because there's a lot of baggage, okay? There's a lot of stuff going on in this heart. And so I need someone that can, that will help me to accelerate the process faster so that I can show up in the fullness of who I'm called to be. And long story short, she literally sends me a follow-up email. She was the only one to follow up, FYI, which showed that she was she had integrity and that she was very serious about her business and the practice that God has given her and that she's stewarding it correctly. I want people around me that is stewarding in their businesses in excellence, because that's an impartation that I want to receive when it comes to my businesses. I don't feel like I've been stewarding in my things in excellence, because honestly, I've allowed a lot of the noise to become louder than Christ, right? And so I can be honest about where I messed up and the things, right? And that's what I said early in the beginning of the podcast, that we need to be honest about where we fell short so that God can now fix that thing, right? He can now say, okay, good, let me show you a new way to do it. And so she sent a follow-up email, and she used the word consistency in the email, and it was like the first thing. And I was like, oh my God, this is a sign, because like, that's my word, is to just remain consistent in seeking the Lord, consistent in just knowing and just doing all the things that he's called me to do, and showing up for myself and showing up for those that I'm called to. And it was just like, this is where I'm supposed to be. And I can really already feel the fruit. I could already feel the difference and the shift and the change. And I'm just so grateful to God for just telling me to do this, you know? That's pretty much all I got for today. But yeah, this was great. I know, I'm like, I ain't got nothing else to say. I just came on and just, you know, my homegirl Letitia just told me, like, girl, just go on and just talk. Just talk. I didn't have any talking points. I just wanted to catch you guys up on what I went, you know, what I experienced this February and how life been lifing, but God has been extremely gotten. All my friends are happy. Everybody's doing great. Babies are on the way. And I am doing this Proverbs 31 day challenge just to challenge myself, but to really dig deep into the book of Proverbs so that I can understand wisdom and then also share wisdom with you guys. So if you want to join in, you could come on Instagram Live. I'm not going to keep you the whole night. Like, listen, we ain't got time for all that. But it will be really nice to see you guys come on and support the kid. And let's get some wisdom going so that we can steward the next level that God has for us correctly, and be and just move in excellence with our lives and with our relationships. And I think the book of Proverbs really helps that. I did this a couple years ago, and when I did it, it wasn't done in excellence, you know, it was not. And I shared that on Instagram. I was like, you know, it wasn't done in excellence, because you know why? Your girl was not, your girl was not as mature as she is today, right? In Jesus. She wasn't as mature. She was like full of emotions, full of all the things. And, you know, that was also around the time when the friend and I kind of had our fallen out. And so it was just a lot going on at the same time. But I feel led to do this again and just to trust this process and trust in the Lord God with all of my heart and lean not onto my own understanding. In all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge you. And he's going to direct my path. And that's Proverbs 3:5. Hey, come on. So I just want you guys to continue to support the podcast, stay subscribed. Thank you so much. I'm trying to show up and show out for you guys. I'm trying to be all the things that God has called me to be. And also, please, I ask that you would comment and comment on it, post anything that you can to support me. It really is encouraging. Extremely encouraging when I see the comments. And, you know, I just hope that this resonated with you. I know that it was not, there was not no any talking points. There was not anything, but I just flowed. And I will have another one out in March. Okay, we're going to march into March with authority, okay, and grace, and and happy leap year, okay? So I pray y'all leap into action, that you leap into the things that God gives you hinds feet so that you are leaping into new leaps and bounds in him. I pray that you just start experiencing all things new and amazing and wonderful things. I just thank you guys for tuning in. I will leave all of the stuff, Hanifa, Gold, The Label by Perry. These are all brands anchored in Jesus, FYI. So support them. And I will also leave, I'll leave the Kamara A Unique Beauty code on the bottom. And I just pray you guys have a wonderful and blessed day. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you. And I thank you for tuning in. All right. Peace.